Klaus Rumler from Online Educa 2010 in Berlin, and I'm speaking with Geoff Stead from the Digital Learning Studio Tribal in the UK. You will be talking a little bit about mobile apps, mobile learning and stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We've been talking a bit about it over the last 2 days. We're particularly interested in where the intersect goes between a more traditional learning and work-based performance tools and live access to information and updating information. And we're interested in how those things intersect, because it's quite rare in this day and age that learning is a totally isolated experience. It's normally integrated with everything else in your life, especially once you escape from the shackles of schools or university. And so this is the intersect that we're most interested in, and we've been exploring various angles and difficulties in this over the last days.
Okay, have you got one brief example of using mobiles and mobile applications in a work-based context?
I've got several examples. I'll try to keep it brief. So one that I've used a few times before is that we've create mobile reference and access to information, which is used by drivers across Europe who are driving trucks and taxis and any commercial drivers, because they have a lot of downtime, but the downtime is often nowhere near any main infrastructure. And so delivering learning materials and resources that are quite focused on their jobs, but being delivered to their phones at the downtime. So that's I guess, a fairly classic example. Something we're involved in at the moment, and we haven't done yet, we're in the process of creating, is making a series of apps and access to information for disaster relief situations, where the Western world sends a whole lot of different teams of people into a developing country where there's been a disaster, and these groups don't communicate with each other, they don't communicate very well with the locals, they're all upsetting each other, there's all sorts of disasters about bad information sharing, and we're creating a series of apps to try and support that and encourage better dialogue and communication and understanding together.
Okay. Having in mind this example of drivers, immediately there is one example coming to my mind where one remote worker was worrying about surveillance with his GPS on his mobile device. So he was constantly receiving orders to go this and there to some certain remote places. But the company at home could always see when he was moving, how fast he was moving, and also told him to go faster, even if it was not allowed. So what do you think about this surveillance aspect?
Great question. It feels a little bit like Big Brother or the big state watching over your shoulder. The reality with a lot of the commercial drivers is they have that anyway. They have this little machine in the truck which measures how fast they've driven, where they've got. That information isn't new. It's not, the phone isn't the bringer of that information. That information's there anyway. So to be honest, that wasn't something which we confronted in any of the scenarios that we worked with, but possibly because there was an expectation that was already known. Or possibly that there was two different machines. The one machine, which was the one which they were using for tracking their work, was mounted onto the truck or onto the taxi. And the one that was their own personal phone, they were pulling the information down when they wanted to. So I was unaware of it in any of the trials we did. It might have been an issue because we make the stuff. We don't always sit with all the drivers and take part in the full workings. Sometimes that's somebody else who does that, who's more close to the drivers. So it's possible it was there, but not that I knew of.
How do you deal with the introduction of certain apps and the training within the apps? Because I can imagine that the target groups within the companies are quite heterogeneous. And is there any training strategy?
So that's a question with lots of different answers. And so I start with the more aggressive answer, and then I have a softer answer. So the aggressive answer is that when we've done a lot of different projects using mobile devices with different groups, and it's almost always the case that the key stakeholder, the teacher or the person who's currently the educator who's not using this, expresses very strong views about needing a lot of training, a lot of support, a lot of warning or prep warm up time. And sometimes we can do that, and sometimes we can't do that. And there's almost no correlation with the success of the trial versus the amount of training that the tutor had in advance. Because sometimes the things that happen are that the learners support the tutor to help them understand how to use it, and that brings better learning than they would have expected. So that's, I guess, the slightly more aggressive answer, is that it doesn't seem to matter too much. The softer answer is, change management is a big deal anywhere. It's really, really, really important. And if you're fundamentally trying to change the way you teach, regardless of what you're trying to do, it's a collaborative experience, and everyone needs to support each other, and there is training need. Although I don't like the word training, because it feels more like I'm pushing something down to you, whereas in reality, things only work if people lift up the tools and start using them themselves. So it's more like a door opening or an enlightening than a pushing down training. But the need is spot on. There is absolutely a need. But it's not to do with the tech. It's not to do with how to use the phone. It's more to do with changing your behaviors in learning, I think. I think that the realities of how to use the phone are much, much, much smaller. We have, 90-year-old pensioners in Scotland who've never touched one before, loving it with minimum training. I mean, I think the reality of taking a device and using it is much, much smaller a problem than it appears to be.
So you can already see now that learning does not only take place on the workplace, but is also very, very relevant for the people and their development, let's say, outside the workplace.
This is a particular area of enthusiasm of ours. So I might well not be representing all workplaces. We maybe pick the areas where it's hottest. But we're particularly enthusiastic about that crossover and that blend, and the fact that it might be your personal phone, but you might do some work reference information things on it, and some personal things, because we see that's just how life is. It's how life's working at the moment. So your work has the responsibility to make sure that the critical information is available on a mobile format. It's your responsibility to download it if you feel it's useful and if you want to improve your performance. We feel that it's not quite crystallized in black and white. It's blurring what's private, what's work, what's your time, what's work-based training, what's me improving my personal performance. So we try to, that's the area we focused on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can already hear some unions in my back who are asking whether this was paid during work time, or if this does anything for my actual work. I don't think that you will have to deal too much with that.
We haven't had to deal with that. Typically, in most of the workplaces where we've gone and rolled out programs or done things, we've been working with the union or the current learning network or the current mechanism that's in place. We're not a sales force. We don't have a thing that you buy. We rather work with the current stakeholders to make the thing that they need. Sometimes we need to help them realize what they need, but in most cases, we're probably not the ones pushing something. We're rather training key stakeholders to help them ask good questions and come up with what they want. So quite often we've actually gone in with the unions. In fact, we travel around the UK at the moment. Union Learn, who's the trade union Congress sort of learning arm, has been traveling around the country raising awareness of mobile learning, and they invited us to join them, and we've been traveling around with them trying to do awareness raising ideas, and that's driven very much from the workers themselves and rights more than from the employers.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's see where this leads to. Let's see if we meet next year and what you can report then from your latest experiences. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Nice to meet you, Klaus. Keep well. Bye.